Now, I want you to think, when was the last time you received a letter in the post that didn't make you go, oh no? Normally it's those ones with the harp on them that you go, oh! Anyway, there's a Dundalk woman and she wants us to rediscover the art of letter writing, and she's on the line now. Good afternoon, Maureen. Hi.
Hello, Maureen. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you, Maureen. I probably said your surname incorrectly because it looks like Hoey, but it doesn't sound like Hoey.
We say hi in the dark, so it depends where you live.
It depends where you live.
So
it's hi. Yes. There you go. Yes. Well, we'll stick with Maureen because it's a beautiful name. That's my mummy's name, so I don't get to talk to many Maureens. Maureen, let's go back to last year. The pandemic got hold of all of us, the entire world, and unfortunately, you were made redundant along with, what, another 99 or 100 people?
Yes, that's right, yeah, so I was made redundant, and I did a time on my hands around that time, and unfortunately my dad passed away as well.
Oh God almighty, so that was as if the year couldn't get any bad. You were hit from all angles.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, you know, so it did, you know, with some very low times, but I really wanted to kind of do something and throw myself into something that would people would love and enjoy.
And when someone in the family passed away, there is kind of this pause and there's a bit of time to kind of think and to talk and some things kind of surface again.
Yes, and that's what happened. So when I was 10 years old, my sister passed away in a car accident with my cousin. And around that time, my mum gave me some letters that Sinead is my sister. She had written to Patricia.
Right, Patricia was your cousin, Sinead's your sister. So you were only 10 years of age, and your sister, Sinead, and your cousin Patricia were killed in a car accident.
Yes,
And so after your dad died last year, then these letters that Sinead and Patricia had written to each other resurfaced. Your mum gave you these to have a read and have a look through them.
Yes. So I guess a lot of stuff came up when dad died. Grief, I think, is funny and it brings up, it brought up a lot of stuff about Sinead as well. So, but mum gave me these letters that she had, that Sinead had written to Patricia from, like, they were no age. They were going into, like, when they were in secondary school, up the years up. And, you know, so I got the letters and I was kind of going, okay, this is going to be really sad, this is going to be awful reading it. But they're actually really funny. Mm. And it gave me a great insight into Sinead's personality, basically.
Because I suppose that you were only 10 when she died, you wouldn't have really known her that well. And plus she was, what, about 12 or 13 years older than you?
Yeah, Sinead was 23, so there's 9 of my family. And she went to the States, you know, in the 80s, so, you know, she went to get work and stuff like that. So she lived there for a couple of years, and so she was writing letters from your school. Like, there was no phones either, I guess, so they didn't, they couldn't phone each other.
They were gossiping through pen and paper.
Yeah, 100%. So, like, they were really funny, actually. And, you know, some of them were a little bit sad towards the end. Like, well, as in, you know, Sinead talked about coming home from America and stuff like that, so... and that, you know, dad was out there for a period of time also, and he would come home a lot, and she talked about, you know, how she'd miss him when he'd come home and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, so very, very, very touching there, being homesick as well.
Yeah, and they just showed me a bit of a personality, to be honest with you, which was really, really lovely to have.
Yeah, and as you said, reading them, I suppose, you realise, and I'd feel the same way anytime I look over a couple of old letters I might have, you realise that this sort of thing doesn't really happen anymore. Very rarely you'll get a nice letter from someone who you love or an old friend or something like that.
Yeah, it really is a lost art. And it's like you said, normally we get bills.
Yeah, that's it.
So it'd be lovely to get a letter. Yeah. But when I was trying to, you know, source products and stuff like that, I was talking to a girl in the company and I was telling her my idea, what I was doing. And like, she was really, really intrigued because she'd never written a letter in her life.
Wow.
So she was in her 20s, but that's just the way it is now. And it's all online.
But you can't hold a text message, you know, forever and put it in a box. And even with a letter, you can get the scent of a person and you know, you can really, you know, you're seeing their handwriting, you're hearing their words, and you get a real sense of them in the letter, which you don't get from a message or an email.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, like, I've got a letter from my sister Alice who lives in Spain, and like, I just laugh so much when I read her letters, you know. Yeah. And because again, she was being older, she can explain that. But
it's okay. We all have much older sisters, much older sisters.
You're a good girl. So yeah, they're so funny to have. It's lovely when you dig something out like that.
So after all of that last year, you'd been made redundant. Your dad passed away. You're reading these letters. you decided to do something about it, and you decided to, let's encourage people to maybe send letters again. So you've set up a business called mojoandco.ie, and I've had a look. There's beautiful letter sets there, which are a gorgeous gift and not an expensive gift, Maureen, to give to someone.
Yes, exactly. And look, it's like I said, a lot of people don't write letters now, but it would be amazing if it did come back.
Yeah.
It's lovely to sit and write letters, so I've been writing a lot of letters lately. I'm actually just taking a little bit of time to sit down and write the letter.
Yeah.
It's lovely in itself.
It is, and you know, we talk so much about mindfulness and taking time out, but that is a beautiful thing to do, and you're also kind of giving something back to somebody else.
Yes, exactly, 100%, and it doesn't cost much, like you say.
It really doesn't. You're also doing this gorgeous journals there, and it's beautiful. Anyone who likes a bit of stationery, I think there's a lot of women listening who like stationery, head over to mojoandco.ie. So, I mean, it's a big change for you. You're now working full-time for yourself, Maureen.
Yes, I am, yeah, and look, I love it. I enjoy working for myself. It has its ups and downs, I suppose, a job. So, but I'm enjoying it. I've had really amazing support and lovely feedback on all the products. So
They are beautiful, and I think that your own personal story attached to them kind of makes it even lovelier. I suppose there's real depth behind what you've done. So look, I'm going to encourage everybody to check them out, mojoandco.ie. Really lovely Christmas gifts, and I'm talking under €20, but that €20 can stretch over 12 months if you start exchanging letters with someone. Maureen, the very, very best of luck with it all. I hope there's huge success ahead for you, and we might talk to you in the new year.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks a million, Maureen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.